David Aldis.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast. As always, it is wonderful to have your company. Thank you so much for joining me today. On today's podcast, it's busy. Believe you me, I'm going to bring you a word of God. We're looking today at Being Like Christ and Part 19. And we're looking at 1 John, the third chapter and verse 4. That is all coming up. I'll also bring you some music from Nicole C. Mullins and Lyndall Cooley. And we will be breaking bread together. That is all to come here on Worship Radio 247, the podcast. As always, if you would like to contact us, we'd love to hear from you. This is the email address. It is studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247. We'd love to hear from you if you would like some prayer, if you would like to request a song on the podcast, whatever it is, whatever is on your mind, we would love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org. And as I promised you just now, we've got some music from Nicole C. Mullins. You listen to this. And this is glorious. It's called Redeemer. You got 4 minutes before we break bread together.
Who told the ocean you can only come this far?
For you to get the elements ready.
And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my
That is Nicole C. Mullins there, and My Redeemer. We are about to break bread together. I pray in the name of Jesus that you are ready, that you are prepared. Isn't it worthy? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it glorious to be in the presence of Almighty God?
Made to worship you. I was made to worship you. Father, I confess that I am a sinner. And Lord, I confess that I come before you now to break bread with my brothers and sisters around the world. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. And I give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your name.
In 1 Corinthians, and the 11th chapter, and first from verse 27, beloved, this is what it says. It says, so anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat and drink the bread and the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. And this, beloved, is why we need to do that. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you haven't made a commitment to Him to follow Him, if you haven't invited Him into your heart, then I urge you not to take the bread and the wine. But if you have, and you decide you want to take the bread and the wine with me, then this is the time, beloved, of examination. This is when we pray and ask the Lord to rid us of any sin, to rid us of anything that is going on, to shine the torch in our lives. Say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, I declare that I am a sinner. I ask you now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you rid me of this sin and forgive me. Wash me in your blood, Lord Jesus. Forgive my sin. And Lord, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus.
You are awesome. And Father, I love the way that Paul writes in his letter to Corinthians. When he passes on to the people what you showed him. Paul says this. From verse 23 of the same chapter, he says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me.'" Take the bread now with me, beloved. You are so awesome, Lord. Thank you that your healing body and your broken body heals me, heals my brothers and sisters. For your word says in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, by his stripes we are healed. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me. As often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again." Let's take the cup now. Sense the healing property there. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for what you did for us when you died on the tree at Calvary. And we give you the honor, and we give you the honor and glory and the power due your holy name, Father, as we continue now to worship in spirit and in truth. And we say, we adore you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.
Nothing formed again. that your song. Highest praise is yours, we sing. The highest praise is yours. The highest praise is yours. The highest praise is yours in all the
We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshipping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio. studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I'm going to love bringing this word. I can feel it already before I've even started. We're looking at the first letter of John, not the Gospel, the first letter of John. It's near the end of the Bible. And we're looking at the third chapter, and we're going to begin at verse 4. I'm not even sure where we're going to end up here, but we're going to begin at verse 4. This is part 19 of Being Like Christ, our season, our series, Being Like Christ. And it says this. Everyone who sins is breaking God's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of God. And you know that Jesus came to take away our sins, and there is no sin in him. Anyone who continues to live in him will not sin. But anyone who keeps on sinning does not know him or understand who he is. Now, this is so important. So important. Because, you see, if we look at what Paul says, all of us fall short, all of us sin, and therefore, if we all sin, as John says here, anyone who continues to live with him will not sin, but anyone who keeps on sinning does not know him or understand who he is. What John is trying to say to you here, this is not condemnation. This is conviction. What John is saying is, I understand that we all sin. Paul says it. He says it in Romans, the third chapter, and verse 23. All of us sin and fall short. But Jesus didn't sin. Jesus never sinned. And we are trying to be like him. We are trying to emulate who Jesus was. And therefore, we have to be sin-free. How can we do that? As I've just said, Paul says we all sin. We all continue to sin. So how can we be sin-free? This is the way I believe we can do it. I believe that we have to keep a short account. You see, what John is saying here, anyone who continues to live in him will not sin. We know that. But anyone who keeps on sinning does not know him or understand who he is. What John is saying is, if you haven't turned your attention to Jesus Christ, if you haven't invited Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, if he is not a part of your life and you keep on sinning, then you don't know him. That is quite clear. But you see, those of us who have given our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ know this, that we have to keep a short account of the sin in our life. We have to keep an incredibly short account. Because, beloved, this is the reason. There are two reasons. One of those reasons is this: we want to be more and more like Christ. But another reason is, if I don't keep a short account, if I let things slide, if I continue to sin in this world and I don't ask for forgiveness from my Lord and Savior, then I'm in danger of getting to glory and being judged, and that sin that I have committed has not been forgiven. What happens then? Well, I don't want to find out. Quite frankly, I don't want to find out. And therefore, what I want to do and what I urge you to do is to keep an incredibly short account. That is, when you know you've sinned, just turn to Almighty God and say, Lord, I'm so sorry I did that. That is what is meant by being in Christ Jesus. Anyone who continues to live in him, anyone who continues to live in him will not sin. That is what that means. And therefore, we're keeping a short account. I was really angry at somebody today. Before I began the show, I started to get more and more upset, more and more frustrated by this person. I won't tell you who this person was. And I knew what I felt in my heart
I'm just going to cut this person out of my life. End of story. Then I can't get hurt anymore. Then I can't get upset anymore by this person. But that's not the answer. The answer is forgiveness. And sometimes when someone has hurt you, it's really difficult to forgive with your emotion. In fact, sometimes it's impossible. So what you need to do is you need to forgive with your will. And perhaps every day you need to forgive that person who keeps on hurting you with your will. You have to continually do it day after day, week after week, sometimes month after month. Every day you're saying, with my will, I forgive that person. So that there is forgiveness there. You see, because if the forgiveness isn't there and you're saying to yourself, no, I can't forgive that person. I can't do it. I just can't manage it. It's because you're waiting for the emotion. You're waiting for that gooey, wonderful, sloppy feeling inside where you think, oh, I love you so much that I'm going to forgive you now. I'm able to do it. Well, if you wait and you wait and you wait, how do you know that your world will not end? How do you know you won't find yourself in glory? And the Lord will say, well, because you didn't forgive that person. I wasn't able to forgive you when you came to me and said, Lord, I've sinned. I wasn't able to do that. Matthew, the 6th chapter and verse 14 is very clear. If you forgive, my Father in heaven will forgive you. If you do not forgive, my Father in heaven will not forgive you, says Jesus, right after he's taught us how to pray. This is so important. So to be in Christ is to be sin-free. And the only way we can be in Christ and to be sin-free is to take an incredibly short account of the sin in our lives. And we have to turn to him and say, Lord, I am so sorry for everything I have done. But then comes the rub, if you will. If I haven't forgiven that person who hurt me, then I'm not going to be forgiven. So I'm wasting my time. I am like a clanging cymbal, says Paul in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. I'm like a clanging cymbal because I don't have love in my heart. If I don't have love in my heart, how can I forgive? Well, I can forgive through my will, but I do need to have that love in my heart. And that is what we pray for continue, for God's love to pour into our lives. It's so vital, beloved. Anyone who sins is breaking God's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of God. We know that. And you know that Jesus came to take away our sins, and there is no sin in him. You see, Jesus came, beloved, for one reason, actually two reasons, to take away your sin, to take away the sin of the world. And the second reason was to reconnect you with the Heavenly Father, to make that reconnection. Because before Christ, there was no connection. It was only done through the Levites, through the priests, if you will. But Jesus came as a perfect sacrifice so that he could reconcile you to his Heavenly Father, and in turn, his Heavenly Father could become your Heavenly Father. Keep a short account of the sin in your life, beloved. Keep a short account of everything you are doing wrong, and when you know you have sinned, turn to him and say, Lord, forgive me. But also, make so sure that it is no unforgiveness in your life. This is so important. And if you get nothing else out of today's daily devotional, then get this. You need to forgive. Forgiveness is the key, because when you forgive, your Father in heaven is going to forgive you. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. I give you the honor
and the glory that is due your holy name. And Lord God Almighty, I say to you, come into my life afresh, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new, and teach me how to forgive. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. And I want you to say amen. Did you say amen? If you said amen to that word, I'd love to hear from you. And the way to do that is to send us an email to this address. It's studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. And I pray in Jesus' name that you are being blessed by this podcast. As we hear the word, we worship God in spirit and in truth, and not only that, we break bread together. We're going to finish this podcast with a wonderful piece of music. This is Lyndall Cooley. And this is so powerful. Straight out of Scripture, Isaiah, the 61st chapter, and from verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you. Let's worship Him one last time. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back very soon. Don't forget to keep contact and to share this podcast wherever you can. It's so important to us. Sovereign Lord is upon us because I humbly apologize. That is not Lyndall Cooley, as I thought it was. It is Scott Brennan from Vineyard Worship. Oh, what a powerful version this is.
Spirit upon us. Equip us with the power to do your will here on earth, Lord, as it is in heaven. Break down the walls of division in your church, God. Make us one heart, one mind, one church, one people called by your name. Make us one, Lord, as you are one. Break our hearts, Lord. Break our hearts of the things that break yours. Break our hearts, Lord, with the things that break yours. Empower us, Lord, to love those who hate us. Give us grace for the healing of the nations. Teach us, Lord, what it means to prefer one another. Deliver us from our selfish greed, Lord, our ambition, our petty jealousy, Lord, and our pride. Free us from our addictions to the things of this world, Lord. Give us hearts that hunger and thirst for you alone. Things of your kingdom, Lord Jesus. Satisfy us. Satisfy us, Lord, with your living water. Pour out revival, Lord, upon us. Let us take this message, Lord, good news to every nation, to every tribe, every language, wherever there are people who are hurting, Lord, wherever there are needs, till everyone is heard.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon.
It's been great getting your company. We'll be back very soon.
Because he has anointed you.
And I'll bring you Being Like Christ and Part 20. Bye-bye for now.